And Love Is in the Air, and I have to play some Taylor Swift because Wedding Warrior, we have two contestants that have joined us in the studio, Eleanor Watchorn and Wayne Clinton of Beaconsfield. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Well, it's wonderful to have you both in. Now, Love, tell us about it. How did you both meet? Where did it all happen?
Well, it all started in Alice Springs about a decade ago. Wayne and I crossed paths. We were both working for the same tour company and worked there for a little while, and then I decided to hit the road in my van and sort of thought it might be nice if Wayne came too. So I'd invited him along and he reluctantly said yes, and by the time we got to Darwin, I'd cornered him enough to keep him for good. So
you followed him to Darwin in the top end?
Yeah. That's great. I made him follow me, yeah.
Yeah, she convinced me to go with her in the van.
Oh, right. I was actually That's pretty weird.
Yeah. I was going to Adelaide.
Yeah. Where are you? It is, isn't it? It's a bit Wolf Creek. Really.
Yeah, it is a bit. So whereabouts were you? Were you the Uluru or your Katajuta?
So I was a tour.
We lived in Alice Springs.
Alice,
we did tours out to Ayers Rock.
Yeah. Uluru. Every day. It's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and now you're on Wedding Warrior down here in Tassie. What brought you back home to our state?
Well, I'm originally from Tassie. I'm from Hobart. Wayne and I, after we met, we went travelling for quite some time in Australia and overseas. We were getting a bit older and thought it might be time to have some spawn, so to speak. So,
Have some spawn. I've never heard anyone describe it as that until now. So, yeah, I just wanted to have some spawn. So I came back to Tassie.
Just some spawnage. We thought it'd be good to be near my parents. And whilst I was away travelling, they moved up north here to Beauty Point. So we ended up in Beaconsfield to be close to them.
Beautiful. And Wayne, how did you propose as well to Eleanor?
Yeah, it's a funny story. I didn't. No, okay. Ellie didn't. I actually, it was a leap year. And I suggested to Ellie that you realise in a leap year that the girl can propose to the guy, and she basically said, don't hold your breath. And then we were out for dinner another night at a pub, and we got a chicken parmigiana. Ellie's was in the shape of a love heart, and she picked it up and she said, will you marry me?
Wow, that's rare. That is a sign right there, as soon as you get a palmy that's in the heart shape.
Yeah, I know.
They don't often come in that shape,
well,
do they?
Well, I thought it was super special. I'd never. Well, we both had a love heart shape one, and they were the $5 ones, so there was like nothing fancy either, just the palmies and two love hearts, and I thought that's a sign, and stabbed it with my fork and held it up in Wayne's face. And
that's exactly how it happened.
Popped the question, and nice. Yeah, it was quite aggressive way to ask, really.
Yeah.
Looking back on it. But, he said yes. And
here we are.
And here you are. And two kids later as well. You got a dog. You got a house as well.
Yeah.
But you just haven't got married yet. So what would a dream wedding mean to you both?
Oh, it'd be awesome. Mm. Yeah, really. We were saying probably the only way we'll get married is if we win a wedding. So fingers crossed.
Every time we've actually saved to get married before, and that's how we ended up going around the world on a round the world trip. So every time we get a little bit of money, we're like, ooh, let's spend it on something else.
Yeah.
Well, this would be a huge wedding as well. Everything's taken care of thanks to the Aspect Tamar Valley Resort in Grindelwald. And are you looking forward to the competition as well? Have you been preparing in any way, watching the old ones or?
Haven't watched any of the old ones, but definitely looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to meeting the other couples, and really should be good.
Well, your love is strong, I can tell, especially with the palmy.
Yeah.
Congratulations on getting through. So already you're $1,000 richer thanks to Grindelwald. Best of luck out there. Outwit, outlast, and outplay them in Wedding Warrior.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
More details at chillyfm.com today.